CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 28th of April. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. New mock papers for amateur radio licence exams have been published. A revised amateur radio examination syllabus has been released. The RSGB has released the video review of 2023 by its president, John McCulloch, GI4BWM. The RSGB Exam Syllabus Review Group has published a new set of mock papers covering each of the amateur radio license exams from foundation through to direct to full. These papers are in addition to those already available. They are each marked as Mock Exam Paper 3, and you can find them on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/mock-exams. The new amateur radio license has now been in effect for a few weeks. Changes to the license conditions have made it necessary to revise the examination syllabus. The RSGB is pleased to release version 1.6 of the syllabus, which includes these revisions. Compared to version 1.5 in current use, the only section that has seen major changes is section 1, licensing and station identification. In section 7, operating practices and procedures, there were some minor changes, for example, regarding suffixes. Exams will start using version 1.6 of the syllabus on the 1st of September 2024. The Society has released the video review of 2023 by RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, filmed at the Ofcom Spectrum Management Centre near Baldock in Hertfordshire. The video covers a wide range of very positive activities, events and achievements. The President also talks about the RSGB's strategic priorities, gaining publicity in the mainstream media, and the important work done by the Society on behalf of radio amateurs to protect the spectrum. One example of this is the WRC conference, where the RSGB microwave manager, Barry Lewis, G4SJH, led the IARU team responsible for defending amateur use of the 23-centimetre band. You can watch the video on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. At the April Regional Forum meeting, Regional Representative 10, Keith Bird, G4JED, was elected as chair, and Regional Representative 3, Martin Bell, M0TEB, was elected as secretary. They will both volunteer in these roles until the 2025 AGM. You can find contact details for both Keith and Martin on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/regions. The next in the series of the popular 145 Alive events to promote the use of 145 MHz FM is scheduled to take place on the 11th of May 2024 from 1pm until 3pm. The event and the supporting Facebook group was started by Tim, G5TM, and from the start of 2024 has been organised by Mark, M0XIC, and John, M0XJA. The last successful event took place in January this year when over 30 nets operated simultaneously across England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern and Southern Ireland. Over 900 QSOs took place, with many amateurs operating portable, mobile, or from their club or home QTH. If you would like to take part and find out more about the event and the 145 Alive in general, then join the 145 Alive Facebook group. If you would like to run a net on the 11th of May, contact Mark, M0XIC, or John, M0XJA, via the Facebook group. Mills on the Air Weekend 2024 is coming up on Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of May. The event takes place across the United Kingdom every May, with more than 300 windmills and watermills usually taking part. For more information, to register, and to view a list of registered stations, visit deltaDeltaAlfaRomeoSierra.net/mills.html. The RAF Air Cadets are pleased to announce that they are running the ever-popular Blue Ham radio communications exercise in June on the 60-metre band. The exercise will take place between the 17th and 21st of June. Subject to your licence conditions, the Blue Ham team hopes that you can put some time aside to join in with the cadets and staff who will be ready to take your calls. The Blue Ham team will issue you with a participation certificate if you contact 20 or more special MRE call signs over the period of the exercise. For more information, visit alphacharlie.org.uk. That's alphacharlie in words. alphacharlie.org.uk. Please note that only full licensees may operate on the 60-metre band. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running a free online foundation license course in May. Anyone who is interested in taking part can find out more by emailing training@sierrabravoalfaromeocharlie.co.uk. When emailing, please include your name, postal address and date of birth. Please also indicate which weekday evenings and times you are available. The weekday evening that the course will take place on will be decided by majority preference. MFJ Enterprises has announced in a letter to its customers that it will be ceasing its on-site production at its premises in Starkville, Mississippi, on the 17th of May this year. The news also applies to the sister companies Ameritron, Hygain, Cushcraft and others. MFJ Enterprises has been in business for 52 years and will continue to sell its existing stock after the 17th of May. It will also continue to offer a repair service for out-of-warranty and in-warranty units for the foreseeable future. Now for details of rallies and events. The Lochearn Amateur Radio Club's 40th Annual Radio Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 5th of May. The venue will be Shared Discovery Village, 221 Lisnacay Road, Lisnacay, Enniskillen, postcode Bravo Tango 920 Juliet Zulu. I think we'll move on. A little nearer, Thorpe Camp Hamfest will also take place on Sunday the 5th of May at Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre, Tattersall, Thorpe, Lincolnshire. Postcode Lima November 4 for Papa Lima. Traders are asked to arrive no earlier than 7 a.m. The doors open at 9 a.m. for buyers and the entrance fee is £5 per person. And the RetroTech UK event will be held on Sunday the 12th of May. The venue will be Sports Connection, Leamington Road, Wrighton on Dunsmore, Coventry. Postcode Charlie Victor 83 Foxtrot Lima. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. with an entry fee of £10. A fee of £25 applies for early doors entry at 9 a.m. This is an annual event organised by the British Vintage Wireless Society. There will be almost 200 dealer stalls, clubs and private sellers. Everyone is welcome to come along and enjoy the wide range of retro equipment. For more information, email info@retrotechuk.com and visit retrotechuk.com. Now the special event news. Special call sign Sierra Zulu Zero Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta is in use by the Radio Amateur Association of Greece in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day on the 30th of April. Look for activity on all bands using SSB, CW and digital modes, QSL by the Bureau and Logbook of the World, csv2rck.gr/sz0ward, for details of an award that is available. Also, in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day, special call sign Tango Charlie 3 Whiskey Romeo Delta is active until the 30th of April. QSL via Logbook of the World. For details of a certificate that is available, see tangoalphadeltaxray.org/awards. The station was spotted recently on the 40-meter band using FT8. Today is the last chance to work special event station Golf Bravo 6 Whiskey Whiskey, which is active from Glasgow, Scotland, to commemorate the end of the Second World War. If you've made a QSOs with GB6WW on three or more bands, you are eligible to apply for an award. To apply for the award, send an email to gb6ww@ft8.me with details of your contacts. Please include your call sign, dates of QSOs, and the bands on which they occurred. There is no application fee. Once your QSOs have been verified, the PDF award file will be emailed to you. Now the DX news. Jeff K5WE and Craig W5CCP are active as Tango X-Ray 7 Whiskey from Reyvavi, OC114, in the Austral Islands until the 30th of April. They are operating using mainly CW and FT8 with some SSB, RTTY and FT4 on the 160 to 6 meter bands. QSL via Club Logs OQRS is preferred, but is also available via Logbook of the World or directly to K5WE. Depending on a reliable internet connection, logs will be uploaded to Club Log daily, and the Club Logs live stream will be enabled. See k5we.com/tx7w for more information and updates. Listen out for a group of 13 Camb Hams, which is active from the Isle of Mull, EU008, as Golf Sierra 3 Papa Yankee Echo until the 3rd of May. The team is QRV on the 80 to 10 meter bands, as well as via the QO100 satellite, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. You can read a report of the team's previous visit to the island in 2015 at tinyurl.com/MikeUniformLimaLima2015. May not matter, but the mic is uppercase. Now the contest news. The UK and Ireland DX CW contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 27th and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number, UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. The SPDX RTTY contest started at 1200 UTC on the 27th and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using RTTY on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number, SP stations also send their province code. The MGM contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using machine-generated modes on the 6 and 2 meter bands, the exchange is your report and 4-character locator. Today, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 75 bowed RTTY on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your serial number. On Monday the 29th, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Wednesday, the 1st of May, the 144MHz FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday, the 1st of May, the 144MHz FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Saturday the 4th, the 432 MHz Trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2000 UTC using all modes on the 77 band, the extended signal report, serial number and locator. The 432 MHz to 245 GHz contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 4th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 5th of May, using all modes on the 432 MHz to 245 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-meter group's Summer Marathon starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 4th of May and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 4th of August. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. The ARI International DX contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 4th of May and ends at 1159 UTC on Sunday the 5th of May, using CW, RTT and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Italian stations also send their province. On Sunday the 5th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC, using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Sunday the 5th, the UK Microwave Group Millimeter Wave contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC, using all modes on the 24, 47 and 76 gigahertz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, on Sunday the 5th, the Worked All Britain 7 MHz phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using SSB on the 40-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report can tell owls by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024. We had another week with plenty of sunspots, and HF conditions were quite good in the second half. Earlier, the KP index reached 3 and 4, which didn't help maximum usable frequencies, MUS for short. For example, on Sunday the 21st, the KP index rose to 4 and the MUF over a 3,000 km path remained stubbornly below 21 MHz until later in the morning. This could have been due to a coronal hole on the sun's equator, which added to the solar wind. By Wednesday, conditions were nearly back to normal, with a KP index below 2 and an MUF of more than 24 MHz. By Thursday, the improvement had continued, giving us an MUF of more than 28 MHz by 0900 UTC. There have been many reports of 10-meter DX being worked, including Sebastian FK4AX and Pat FK8HA in New Caledonia, in the Pacific, on SSB. Sebastian has just got his license and he's keen to work DX from the UK. This shows that it's worth keeping an eye on the CW and SSB portions of the 10-meter band, which can throw up surprises. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will decline to around 160. The KP index is predicted to be around 2 to 3, but that may be wishful thinking. With 16 active regions visible on the sun's surface on Thursday, anything could happen. Only minor C and M class flares have occurred recently, but as we always say, it wouldn't take much for those to turn into X class events. So, make the most of the quiet geomagnetic conditions when we have them, as by the time you read or hear this, we could once again have very unsettled conditions indeed. And now, the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The cold, unsettled weather will ease its grip over the last few days of this week, ending the 28th of April, but only because a whole area of low pressure is moving across the country this weekend. though pressure remains close by for much of the following week, and only a hesitant return of high pressure west of Ireland will improve things for Western Britain at the end of the week. The result is a chance of Tropo for Western Britain next week, but it will probably be of limited quality since it's likely to form in cold, dry air across any temperature inversion. The remaining option in such weather patterns is primarily rain scatter for those on the gigahertz bands. The many online weather radar displays can be used to highlight the areas of heaviest rain. We are past the peak of the Lyrids meteor shower, but the Eta Aquarids, with a zenithal hourly rate of 50, peaks next Sunday the 5th, around 2100 UTC. Until then, rely upon random activity, which tends to be better around dawn. The sun has been more active again recently, so monitor the clusters and KP index for signs of geomagnetic activity and the chance of aurora if the KP index exceeds 5. Sporadic E tends to produce a few early examples in May ahead of its June peak. Check the DX clusters during the late afternoon or early evening, as openings can be very brief early in the season. Start on the 10-meter band and, if short skip within Europe is present, move up to the 6-meter band. Digital modes are more sensitive, so check FT8 reports to give clues as to where the chances are greatest. For EME operators, the moon is at minimum declination today, Sunday the 28th, meaning we'll have short moon windows to start the coming week. Path losses are falling, but perigee, when the moon is at its closest point, is still over a week away. 144 MHz sky noise is high this weekend, ending the 28th of April, but falls to low by the end of the coming week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the Southwest, on Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 PM. Contact is via Bravo Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. The North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 PM and talks start at 8 PM. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via novemberbravo@alfaromeocharlie.org.uk, and Dave G7BYN is on 07533 933 831. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is meeting from 8 PM on Thursday. Contact is enquiries@sierrabravoalfaromeocharlie.co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 PM at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 AM. Contact is Terry M0TJX, Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie. UK, or on 07889208090. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 PM. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 PM. Contact is at g4wsm.club. Now for Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 PM. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 PM on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 PM, hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900-560-080. Cwmbran in District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 PM at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. Contact is via mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club or Ken Smith on 07411 595103. Hi Fields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week, and contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. Members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. Contact is via Gulf Whiskey 4, Echo Zulu Whiskey, .org.uk. And finally, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 till 9 p.m. at the St. John's Ambulance Station, Line Road, Newport, postcode November Papa 205 Juliet Golf. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. and contact is via usksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the materials transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.